At 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies. A lot of sunshine out there now this morning. Shaping up to be a beautiful day here in the Nishna Valley. 61 degrees is your current temperature here at the KJN studios. And we're looking for temperatures to climb up into the 80s here today. Taking a look at the latest news here in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Three people were injured during two separate accidents on Friday on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, two people on a motorcycle were injured when the rear tire blew out at around 8:35 p.m. about 2.5 miles east of the Wyota exit. Officials say a 1997 Harley-Davidson cycle driven by 32-year-old Robert Shuttleworth of Sterling, Virginia, was traveling westbound when the tire blew, causing the cycle to go out of control and end up in the median. Shuttleworth and his passenger, 32-year-old Michelle Gaffey, also of Sterling, Virginia, were injured. Both had been wearing their helmets. They were transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital by Anita Rescue. The second accident happened near the Marnie exit on I-80 westbound at around 4:50 p.m. on Friday. The State Patrol says a 2012 Buick Murano driven by 33-year-old Jessica Winston of Bennington, Nebraska, and a 2009 International Semi driven by 44-year-old Seferino Oquendo Garcia of Omaha were traveling west in the right-hand lane of I-80 when the front of the semi hit the rear of the SUV. Both vehicles pulled off the interstate at exit 51. Winston, who was wearing her seatbelt, complained of pain and drove herself to the Cass County Memorial Hospital to be checked out. The Food and Drug Administration says an outbreak of stomach illnesses in Iowa and Nebraska is linked to restaurant salad mix supplied by a Mexican farm. The outbreak of cyclospora infections has sickened more than 400 people in 16 states. The agency says it's working to determine whether the salad mix is a source of illnesses in other 14 states. The FDA traced illnesses from four restaurants to Taylor Farms de Mexico, a processor of food service salads, and the agency identified a couple of those restaurant chains as being Olive Garden and Red Lobster. The agency said it's in its investigation that it has not implicated a packaged salad sold in grocery stores. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burks on Friday released the names of the candidate who will appear on the September 10th school election ballot. There are three vacancies in the Red Oak School District's Board of Education. Candidates there include Kathy M. Walker, Warren C. Hayes, and Paul M. Griffin. There are also three vacant seats up for grabs on the Stanton School Board. Candidates include Mark Lindgren, Brian Bates, and Jeff Sorensen. Voters in the Stanton election will also have to decide on whether they wish to approve Proposition A, which calls for the adoption of a revenue purpose statement specifying the use of revenues from the state of Iowa to secure an advanced vision for education fund received by the Stanton Community School District. It specifies the use of sales, service, and use tax funds received from the state and may be used for school infrastructure purposes, school building or buildings, new additions, repair, expansion, or improvement of district facilities. Voters in the Villisca School District have two names on the September 10th ballot to fill two vacancies on their school board. The candidates are Leland D. Shipley and Todd Drake, and there are three candidates on the ballot for director of Southwestern Community College District 1, as well as District 3 through 7. Candidates whose names appear on the ballot for those respective districts include Dennis Davis, Jerry Smith, Carol Saxton, Ken Reck, Zach Gunsley, and Vicky Sickles. Their names will appear on all of the ballots in Montgomery County, as well as Public Measure B, which asks if the college's board of directors should be authorized to continue to levy a tax not to exceed 20.25 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value for a period of 10 years, beginning with collection for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2017. The renewed tax would be used for infrastructure and equipment purchases as needed. The polls will be open from noon until 8 p.m. on September 10th in Montgomery County for those school elections. An Illinois woman died when a motorcycle she was a passenger on struck a patrol car on Interstate 380 in northeast Iowa as officers were directing traffic from an earlier crash involving an ambulance, motorcycle, and truck. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports that 44-year-old Shannon Manigan of Harvey, Illinois, died when the motorcycle hit the patrol car. The motorcycle's driver, 44-year-old Roy Robinson of Chicago, was injured. The first crash was at about 12:45 p.m. In that crash, four ambulances and a medic helicopter responded, and authorities say as many as five people could be injured. The first crash happened in the northbound lanes near Gilbertville, southeast of Waterloo. The second crash was about 90 minutes later, and those crashes closed northbound lanes of I-380 for about 4 hours. An Ankeny man charged with involuntary manslaughter is set to go to jail or set to go to trial in September. The Des Moines Register reports that court filings on Friday show that 51-year-old Scott Hazelbaker is scheduled to go on trial September 30th. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter and assault causing injury. Hazelbaker has admitted firing a handgun and killing his 18-year-old daughter, Emily Hazelbaker, but he says it was unintentional. Police say he and his daughter, Emily, were at the apartment they shared when he pointed a handgun at her on the evening of June 17th and pulled the trigger. Hazelbaker says Emily was his best friend. She was a 2012 graduate of Southeast Polk High School. Marshalltown police have arrested a suspect in the theft of a vintage safe containing a fortune in gold coins and silver bars. The Des Moines Register reports police on Friday charged 37-year-old Adam Beam of Marshalltown and issued warrants for three other suspects. The arrest and warrants stem from the theft of a safe from a storage unit on July 6th. The antique safe is believed to have been filled with silver bars and gold coins valued at up to $250,000 that the owner had inherited from her father. Investigators found that some of the silver had been sold to a Des Moines jewelry store. The cut-up remains of the safe were found in a creek bed near Ferguson, south of Marshalltown. Police recovered many of the gold coins. State transportation officials are warning motorists as Iowa's corn crop grows taller. They need to be extra cautious at intersections and railroad crossings. The Iowa Department of Transportation says the state had 33 crashes in 2012 that were blamed on obstructed views due to trees or crops. Those crashes left one person dead and at least 40 people injured. Although most people who have lived for any stretch in Iowa are accustomed to crops occasionally hindering views, state safety engineer Jeremy Vorthams says people still underestimate the danger. At uncontrolled intersections, Vortham says drivers should act as if a stop or yield sign were posted. The cause of a fire late Thursday night in Atlantic is listed as undetermined, but considered to be suspicious. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said crews responded to a reported shed garage fire at 403 Birch Street at around 11:55 p.m. He said upon arrival, an attached shed was fully engulfed in flames and the garage was becoming involved. And McNeese said the contents of the nearby home had been removed earlier in the day because the residence had been foreclosed on. He asked anyone who may have seen anything suspicious late Thursday night to call the Atlantic Police or Fire Department's non-emergency numbers. He says the contents of the shed and garage were damaged by smoke and fire, and the garage is currently structurally unsound and most likely a total loss. A dollar amount was not immediately available. McNeese said they are looking into three possible causes for the fire, including a discarded cigarette, intentional or electrical. The latter, he says, is the least likely to have been the cause. The fire spread rapidly due to the number of accelerants stored inside the shed. That's a look at the latest news here for you this morning. Taking a look at your funeral announcements now. Doris F. Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July 23rd at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Brainerd will be held today at 10 a.m. in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockerberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marion Carley, age 96, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marion Carley will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. They have the arrangements. Dennis Eichinger, age 58, of Orient, died on Thursday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Eichinger will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ralph Pierce, age 90, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Ralph Pierce will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Betty F. Wendelin Stindrup, age 93, of Avoca, died on Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Betty F. Wendelin Stindrup will be held Monday, 10:30 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Marilyn Christensen, age 62, of Cherokee, died Wednesday at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center. Funeral services for Marilyn Christensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Cherokee. The Greenwood Schubert Funeral Home in Cherokee has the arrangements. Edward W. Heisterkamp, age 68, of Coon Rapids, died Thursday in Des Moines. Mass of Christian burial for Edward W. Heisterkamp will be held Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Donald Gene Stewart, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gene Stewart will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Clarence Dale Hendrickson, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Services for Dale Hendrickson are currently pending with Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.